From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences a message entitled Pardon for Sin, part of this series of studies in the Lord's Prayer. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Hunger Satisfied. The text is Psalm 107, verse 9. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. It is well to have longings, and the more intense they are, the better. The Lord will satisfy soul longings, however great and all-absorbing they may be. Let us greatly long, for God will greatly give. We are never in a right state of mind when we are contented with ourselves and are free from longings. Desires for more grace and groanings which cannot be uttered are growing pains, and we should wish to feel them more and more. Blessed Spirit, make us sigh and cry after better things and for more of the best things. Hunger is by no means a pleasant sensation. Yet blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Such persons shall not only have their hunger relieved with a little food, but they shall be filled. They shall not be filled with any sort of rough stuff, but their diet shall be worthy of their good Lord, for they shall be filled with goodness by Jehovah Himself. Come, let us not fret because we long and hunger, but let us hear the voice of the psalmist as he also longs and hungers to see God magnified. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Soon it will be the time of year when the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas, written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer. The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last.
Thank you.
The second division of the petitions in the Lord's Prayer deals with ourselves and our needs. Interestingly, the principal focus here is on sin and its consequences. This reveals both the pervasiveness of sin in the lives of Christians as well as the Savior's view of the seriousness of sin. However, the Lord Jesus is also seeking to teach that there is pardon for sin. The prophet Micah asked the question, "Who is a pardoning God like thee?" Thank God there is forgiveness for those who truly repent and turn to Christ. Now here is Dr. Cairns to commence this message called Pardon for Sin.
Last Lord's Day we were thinking of the problem of sin in the life of a believer. We noticed the word that is used here and the definition of sin as the Scripture sets it before us. Without going over all that we covered last week, we may remember that sin is a deviation from the divine standard. Sin is a debt that we owe to God. Sin is a dereliction of duty. These are the things that are very obvious in the terms that the Lord Jesus Christ employed in this text. Now we come to the actual body of this first part of the verse. Forgive us our debts. There's nothing that makes a person more despondent than a sense of guilt over unforgiven sin. Nothing makes him more defensive, more self-justifying than this sense of unforgiven sin. And therefore, nothing makes him more deceitful than a sense of unforgiven sin. You consider your own life experience, examine your own heart, and you will discover that when guilt is eating at your soul, when there is that gnawing sense of outstanding sin, sin that has not been resolved, put away and dealt with, it is something that will weigh you down. It creates a deep sadness of heart. That, in turn, is something that the human nature does not like to live with. Therefore, we seek to resolve it in our own carnal way, which is always the way of self-justification. But in order to do that, we make liars of ourselves. We start blaming others. We start redefining sin. We start giving excuses for what we have done. This would indicate, therefore, that for every one of us, it becomes a matter of the utmost urgency as well as a matter of the utmost importance to have this guilt dealt with. And in the light of that, we can only say that it is the peculiar glory of divine revelation to set God forth as the great pardoner of sin, and to show him to us. And in showing him to us as the one who pardons sin, to make it very clear that there are certain grounds on which he forgives sinners. When you go to the Scriptures, you discover that the Lord has not left us to dream about what he is. He has not left it to philosophers to produce out of their own theories what God is. He has not left it to churches and church councils to define what God is. He has given it to us in his own revelation of himself. Speaking to Moses in the 34th chapter of Exodus, the Lord Jehovah revealed himself. He described himself in unforgettable terms. We read that the Lord passed by him, Exodus 34, verse 6, and proclaimed. Now this then is not Moses' word about God. This is God's word to Moses about himself. He proclaimed, "The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression." And then, paradoxically, "that will by no means clear the guilty." Now those two things seem to be an open contradiction, one to the other. Obviously they're not. What the verse is saying is that the Lord pardons sin. That means he deals with guilt. But he does so on his terms. And outside of those terms, guilt remains unresolved and unremoved, and he will never clear or overlook guilt that has not been dealt with on the basis of the gospel he reveals in his word. That is why through Isaiah the prophet, Jehovah again speaks, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now, let us reason together." Without trying to get into the full meaning of that text, we can say what the Lord is saying is very simply this. Come now, do not go to any other source. Do not take any other opinion. Do not depend on any other philosophy. Come now, come to the fountainhead of truth and forgiveness. Talk with God and listen to what God has to say to you. Because as you come to the God of divine revelation, you are coming to the one who can and will deal with sin. That thought was one that thrilled the heart of Micah the prophet. When pondering the great truth of God's pardon, he cried, "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy." Now that subject of God delighting in mercy and pardon lies at the very heart of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, and they said, in Christ, chapter 1, verse 7, in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. We have redemption, forgiveness, according to the riches of the grace of God, through the merits of the blood of Jesus Christ. There's not a greater, better, more hopeful or helpful message for sinners than that. That's a message you can take anywhere. You can go to the farthest flung mission field. You can go into the deepest recesses of heathendom and you can tell them there is a God in heaven who in love for sinners delights in mercy and forgiveness of sin. Many missionaries in going to some places have had such a difficult time getting that message over. There are parts of this world where heathenism has taken such a deep root that the language spoken by the local people has no vocabulary of mercy, no word for such love, and no concept of forgiveness. Therefore, the missionary has to come and start at a level that is even deeper than the language of the people has the ability to express. Bring them to the Word of God and show them that the idols of men are perversions of truth. They are diabolical counterfeits of the revelation of God, that there is a God in glory who will forgive the deepest sinner of the deepest sin. But you know, it's not just in the mission field. At the other end of the world, that message is the sweetest and the greatest. It's right here in America. You look at this great nation, you look at its cities and its towns, torn apart by sin, cursed by guilt and wickedness. There is a message that needs to be preached, and it is the message of forgiveness on God's terms through the blood of God's dear Son. He's ready to forgive. Psalm 86 verse 5 puts it beautifully, "Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." I am very tempted, though it's not my message this morning, it's not my text at least, maybe it should be the message. I'm very tempted to stop off here, because there are two ways that we ought to be taking that. First of all, there are people in this meeting this morning, and you are not saved, and you know it. You have this great burden, like Christian and Pilgrim's Progress, this great burden of sin, not merely strapped to your back as John Bunyan figured it or pictured it, but it is growing in your very soul, and it will weigh you down to hell. And if you go on the way you're going, excusing your sin, ignoring your sin, trying to drown your sin in the pleasures or the pursuits of the world, God will never clear your guilt away, and that sin will bring you down to the sides of the pit and the depths of eternal destruction. And you need today to recognize the reality of that sin and hear this truth: there is forgiveness. There is pardon. There is cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ. There is acceptance with God on the ground of Christ's atonement. God stands ready to forgive. As the father in the parable of the prodigal son stood watching for the return of the parable and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him and embraced him and put the ring of reconciliation upon his hand and brought him into the family and fed him and clothed him, so God in Jesus Christ stands ready to forgive. Forgiveness is not something a sinner must extort from God or force from God. It is something that the God of glory stands eager to bestow. You need to hear that today. You need to act upon that knowledge. Oh, he's ready to forgive. He is of plenteous mercy for all that call upon him. Heaven and forgiveness for all who will call upon him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.